Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Whoopi Goldberg's letting us know which team she played for, y'all, and it's not the softball team.
And Brandon's daughter just pranked her with a song I don't know the words to.
And later we're dishing with Toya Johnson Rushing and Rejanae Carter about their new reality show, Toya and Rejanae.
Welcome to Dance Nation!
Hey, okay, guys, another day, another update on Britney Spears and Sam Asghari.
Oh,
just the story we were all looking for. Okay, check this out. Brit met Sam on the set of her Slumber Party music video, and now she's paying for his solo Slumber Party.
What?
Reportedly, Britney is shelling out $10,000 a month for his new apartment in a swanky LA building.
What is this trend of women's having to pay men's bills? What is
they
this?
They make more money.
He ain't had no job before he got with Britney?
See, this falls into the thing that HK talks about. It's like when you're the person who makes the money and the other person leaves you, their lifestyle doesn't have to stay the same.
But as a man, where is your job?
He don't care.
His job was Britney Spears. That was his job.
He did a good enough job on the set of that Slumber Party music video to where, like, you didn't have to work for the rest of your life. It was a sexual internship.
He got promoted to the top of the Slumber Party game.
And this is the new man. You know, the new man now doesn't work, honey. I mean, women take care of him because you got to pay with your waist. So this is what's happening.
And then sometimes people will trap a person off because, oh, I can't let that get outside. So, like, you don't have to work. You stay here with me. But I still feel like you should leave with everything you came with, and that's your dancing shoes.
Exactly. Like, sir.
You didn't make Oops, I Made It Again.
Oops, I Did It Again. Yeah. You're not stronger than yesterday.
Yeah, right.
He didn't email my heart. Those are old.
Damn, you's a true fan.
Okay. Yo, back in the day, I was such a fan back then.
Top hits.
Okay. Tanner know all the lyrics.
Sometimes I run away from Britney Spears' story.
All right, Tanner. Okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
All right.
Really,
y'all know Khloe Kardashian is taller than her sisters, and I guess the visibility is different up there because she can see your shade coming from a mile away. Coco dropped some pics on the gram where she's modeling a see-through white dress with ruching, and of course, haters jumped in her comments. So, Gary, you're going to be the hater, of course. And Brad, you're going to be Khloe, all right? Let's go.
Hey, pamper booty.
Ooh. Hey, blocked eyebrows.
Rather have blocked eyebrows, honey, than a saggy diaper.
Those things are tatted on. But a hater's going to hate. That ass is acid. Sending you love and a little bit of agua. You seem thirsty, my love.
Ooh.
Honestly, I think this is probably like she looks stunning right there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. She looks great in that photo.
No, she looks mummy-ish.
Money?
Mummy.
Oh, mummy?
Because of the old white and the way it's wrapped tight.
Oh!
I mean, this is like Khloe Kardashian in apex mode.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like if there was a peak in which one could reach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you look at the, you know, from where we started to where we're
right
at.
Now, right.
Yeah. You've arrived, lady.
This is the after photo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thighs don't match, but, I mean, still, she still looks great.
What do you mean they don't match?
The thighs don't match.
Yeah, the thighs don't match.
As in, it's Photoshop?
Yeah, the thigh to the BBL ratio, it don't match. I think that's what the hater is focused on.
If that's the case, you can't see that here. You've obviously been paying attention in other photos, but right here,
right here, it looks good.
Yeah.
Right here,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why the hater's focusing on that.
Let this lady take a damn picture, please.
Yeah, I mean, damn, yeah.
I know, right?
She knows what her booty look like. She know what her thighs look like.
You can't be hating on somebody if you killed a roach in your apartment in the last 60 days.
Is that what you're saying?
Hate on your level, man.
Hate on your level. Hate on your level.
How do you know she got roaches?
Spidey sense.
She got blocked eyebrows.
Enough of the shade, man. It's time for a little friendly chat. So Whoopi Goldberg just went on the best podcast ever with her former The View co-host Raven Simone and her wife Miranda. Now, in case you didn't know, Whoopi's been married to three different men in the past, and she had other high-profile boyfriends, even one that did blackface. But Raven said she used to question Whoopi's sexuality. Check it out.
Like, sometimes, Whoops, you give me lesbian vibes. You give me, like, stud vibes.
Women have been asking me this for as long as I've been around. I am not a lesbian, but I know lots of them, and I've played them on television.
Oh, that's enough.
You know?
I mean, like, the crazy thing is, I never really, like, thought about it. You know some people you don't look at in a sexual way?
Yeah. They're asexual.
Even if you had kids, you don't even think about how they got here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
in The Color Purple, she was a lesbian.
What?
She was loving damn sure.
Oh, my God, that's so true. Oh, it did give lesbian vibes. It did.
Yeah.
Because she did grow a lot of affection for Suge.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Y'all never thought that? Y'all never thought it gave, like, lesbian vibes?
I never watched it, like, from beginning to end. It's, like, middle to end part of it.
It seems slavy. Suge definitely was showing what was up.
Yeah. Like, it was something there. Yeah. Especially after going through all that, you know, that whole, you know.
Exactly. She dressed like Brett sometimes.
But you know, Raven's been around her.
I mean, no, Brad.
I'm so sorry, Brad. I mean,
you know, you dress more like her with them damn shoes you be wearing.
All right, y'all. Well, celebrity kids really have no chill button. So Brandy's daughter, Savai, thought it would be funny to prank call B-Rocka by quoting lyrics to the song Area Code by Kali. And let's just say Brandy is the quintessential black mama. Listen to this, y'all.
I got a white boy on my roster.
What does that mean?
He be feeding me pasta and, like, lobster, mama.
What does that mean? Who feeds you pasta and lobster? Who is this person?
No, he hit me up on Tuesday, like, what you doing, babe? Let me take you shopping.
That's an immediate no. What does that mean?
So I used to do stuff like that to my mom all the time, or whoever I could get away with doing it. Like, I would walk in and, like, quote movie scenes, but do it, like, in casual conversation.
That's so crazy.
Like, mom, if I'd have went to school today, there'd have been two dead people instead of one.
Exactly.
You gotta stand up and die for it, like Blizzard did. And with a straight face and not knowing that, you know, knowing damn well she never watched Juice.
Oh, my God. Right. Me and my brother used to do the song with Izzy Brothers and R. Kelly. We did used to do that to my
so
mom.
Contagious?
We used to be like, what the hell is going on between the sheets in my home? Like, just like that. And my mom had no idea. She's like, what are you talking about? I don't know what I don't understand. Like, we used to do it all the time. Like, it was hilarious.
I wish you did. And I'm about to catch a can.
Right.
Can you let me explain before you start to point your can?
Right. Like, that used to be funny to us. We used to do it all the time.
Okay, let's get into this wild Dish Gone Viral. Well, since we're talking about kids acting up, it would only be right to talk about some of the most influential adults kids will ever know. Teachers, y'all. Ooh, so a 53-year-old third grade teacher by the name of Kimberly Coates was arrested, y'all, on the first day of school for showing up lit.
Ooh, not lit.
The superintendent noticed Kimberly was a little loose off that juice, if you know what I mean, and called her into the principal's office to be reprimanded for drinking on the job. But Ms. Coates took on the spirit of her third graders and refused to tell the truth. Look at this.
Okay, no more games, right?
Yeah.
Other than that.
My juice?
Can I try again? That layer is wine.
I thought that was from yesterday.
I mean, she should have one. Y'all do know teachers don't get paid hardly no money,
honey.
So, I mean, she should have a damn refreshing beverage before she teaches.
So she's probably drinking the cheap stuff, like Four Loko.
Literally. You know,
so, but I feel bad for her. We should do something for her. Mm-hmm. What Ms. Coates said?
This is Oklahoma. These are my people.
Oh, your people.
This
really?
Is Joe Exotic Land.
Well, Tanner, you'll take it upon yourself to find out if she got a GoFundMe or
I'll
something.
I'll find out. Ms. Coates, if you're watching right now.
Yeah, please.
She wasn't your teacher?
Please reach out. No, she wasn't my teacher.
Up neck look like Kyrie's, honey. I mean, Tyrese, honey. Loves to spin a bag, baby, on his girl. We'll show you how he sparred her recently right after the break.
Yeah, these kids will make you want to do heroin.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, man. Sick and Tyrese celebrated his girlfriend's birthday this week by gifting her with a new Range Rover.
Nice.
And he wasted no time showing it off and shouting it out on the gram, but the caption on his post had people giving him mad side eye. We're going to summarize it and see what you guys think. As I'm screaming happy birthday to you, happy birthday doesn't quite mean to me what it may mean for most. Me and you both met at one of the most fragile and uncertain moments of our lives. Both of us fresh out of relationships that we were both 5 years, both having living partners we shared our lives with. While some projected Band-Aid, love rebounds, this and that, and every other unmentionable, we have been laughing because no one in the world was more unsure about us than us. There is such a thing as two very broken people showing up with all of their pieces and doing the best they can every day to love each other into a better you. So what y'all think? Is this couple goals or not?
Hell no.
You forgot to turn back to Hickory.
I thought it was still part of the post. It was a long post.
It was very long, but I was going to sleep.
First of all,
I wanted to bring the limits back.
Okay. You know?
But if I was her, I wouldn't even take the truck.
Why?
Because first of all, he's the type of person who gives you stuff. Then he takes it back, number one.
No.
Number damn two, you don't bring me no damn Defender. No. That's what? A Defender. That's the cheapest damn Land Rover you can buy.
No, that can still cost $100,000.
It's a Defender. Bring me a guy dog on sports. Tell it, Brad.
How did you notice that was a Defender?
Bitch, I saw it, honey. I looked on it, honey.
I didn't even pay that much attention. I looked at the size, honey.
You know the size of the Defender.
I recognize the Defender. I'm a car guy. Like, I reckon. But you don't think that's a whole Defender's not a nice gift?
No, he should have brought her at least a Land Rover or the large Range Rover. That's right. Not upon that, he think he's sick by putting them dogs up there, honey. Mm-hmm. That's they damn house if she don't take it.
Okay.
Nah.
Is the Defender big enough to live in?
Yes.
For them dogs? Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Moving on, Rumor Willis reveals the very unique way her and boyfriend Derek Richard Thomas came up with their baby girl's name, Luetta. Guess what, guys? It was an accident. Rumor said her and Derek were originally planning to name her Loretta until one day Derek accidentally typed Loretta with a U instead of an R, making it Luetta. Rumor said she immediately replied with, "I love that," adding it felt like one of those kind of divine intervention universe moments. And we figured it out actually quite. Why are you laughing?
This is ghetto.
Why is this ghetto?
Luetta is a once in a generation name.
Yeah. There's got to be another Luetta out there.
No, I think it's like Highlander. There can only be one.
And then they want to talk about it's divine intervention.
You had one contact in while you was writing something down and you screwed
Y'all
up.
Y'all are terrible. Y'all are terrible.
Come on, Luetta.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm triggered by this.
Why?
Because my mom always wanted to name me Alexandra. So Alexandra. Yeah. So she fell asleep. My father put Jessica on the birth certificate. And you know what's crazy? I always grew up wanting to be named Alexandra.
Alexandra Wu doesn't have the same ring.
It doesn't have the name. Yeah, because
Alex Wu is dope.
But literally, like, that's not divine. And, like, I'm not Jessica, so it's divine. Mm-hmm. I'm Jessica because my daddy ain't and he wrote Jessica on a birth certificate.
Rock with Jessica. Alex Wu sound like he going to RuPaul's Drag Race. Let me woo you. You know what I'm saying? Up next, we chopped it up with hip-hop's favorite mother-daughter duo, Toya Johnson Rushing and Rachel A. Carter, about the new reality show. We got all that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay.
Well, we have two special guests in the building with us today. We have actress and TV personalities, also hip-hop's favorite mother and daughter duo, Toya Johnson Rushing and Rajanae Carter.
Yay.
How y'all doing, man?
Good.
Y'all look super cute, right?
Thank you.
Twinning over here, for real, for real. Well, y'all have done reality TV before, and now you have your own show called Toya and Rajanae premiering tonight. So tell us about it. What's going to be different and, you know, what's going to be going on in this show?
Ooh, on this show, you can expect a lot of, you know, family situations, drama. You have your emotional moments. You have your laughter, your fun. I would say, you know, it's a lot going on.
Toya, you know what I always say about you? Like, me and my friends, we always say, We don't call you just Toya Carter. We always say, Toya, I keep a ring Carter. One thing about Toya, she gonna get married, okay? And I love that for you. And I love that you're married and you're in a healthy relationship. What is your prayer and how do I pray that prayer? Because I'm tired.
I mean, we tired of her looking, okay? We tired for her.
Okay. I just feel like, I'm a wife.
Right.
And that's just what it is. Like, right. I'm not about to be out here playing and, like,
amen.
I know I'm a wife.
Me too,
and
bitch.
That's just what it is.
Me too.
Baby. So, when you dating, though, like, you have to set the tone of what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, you set the tone. Like, I'm not a serial dater. I'm not out here to play, and if that's what you want, on to the next, because there's going to be somebody out there that wants to wife you and be with you, and y'all on the same page. And long as they treat you like a queen, respect, somebody you can grow with, that's what you go with.
Tell Jessica she can't go up to dudes and be like, hey, ooh, I just want to
Because that's what they're going to treat you like. They're going to treat you like that.
Hey! I'm sorry. I did that once or twice.
Regina, you do a lot of fun TikTok videos. Why haven't you recruited your mom and dad in there yet?
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
I love TikTok on my own. I feel like I have definitely did some TikToks with my mom, and we have to do it like a million times, ooh, and I get tired. So I say I stole all her rhythm. I feel like TikTok is like, it's fun. It's like if you're in the environment where it's time to do it with me, we're gonna do it. But it's never been I never did a TikTok with my dad though.
Yeah.
I did one when he didn't notice that it was me. And he walked past me but came back and hugged me.
That's the one.
I can't do it. I'm not the TikTok girl.
You're so serious though, Tori. You seem like the serious side. You just.
But I mean, I want to do it. I just can't coordinate with the routine. Yeah,
it's a lot. And it's a new dish shopping every week. It is. Like, now it's the penguin thing.
Yes.
What's that?
It's a penguin thing where it's like four or five penguins in front of you. You got to do what the penguin do.
Oh, what?
Girl.
I can't do all that.
See, my wife is Regina. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, she can be doing all the things.
Please don't make me
do it. Together.
Listen, yo, don't go nowhere. We got more with Sawyer and Regina. Janae right after the break, yo. Man, like the penguins, so like it's like the virtual
penguin
thing?
No, that penguin it's one like, is like, that. It's crazy.
The Regina hates doing TikTok.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now we've had the pleasure of catching up with you ladies, but before we head out, man, we want to play a game called The Same Damn Time. And the rules of the game is this. I'm going to ask you some questions. Y'all both have to answer it at the same damn time. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Who is the shadiest out of the two of you?
Me.
Regina.
Really?
Yeah.
Why you say so?
Because shady. I'm a Sagittarius. We're like shadiest people ever. Like, we're like, we just like very like, mm-hmm. we throw shade, but we gonna stand on the shade though. Oh. Mm-hmm. We don't throw shade and hide it. We will stand
Who gets
on
hit
it.
On the most by guys?
Gosh, my mom. Like, they'll not hit on the most, but like my mom, they'll look at my mom.
No, they
she's
look at
married,
you.
So she's not gonna get hit on, but they're gonna look, come on, she my mama.
Okay.
That's
okay.
I would go to the
that's
mama.
That's why they looking at it, because she your mama.
Yeah, she my mama, so they're like, hey. Okay, she married.
She was here before you.
They see the ring, then they come to me. Y'all say who hit on first. They see the ring, so they like.
Oh. Okay, I got one for y'all. New Orleans edition. Pickle pig feet or red beans and rice?
Red beans and rice.
Okay, because you don't eat pork.
No.
And my wife eats pickle pig lips. They sell that in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, they got snowball hair on it.
Pig hair?
Yeah.
It's so disgusting.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I jumped on that one.
Me neither, but I know
red beans and rice for them, y'all.
Yeah, red beans and rice, I'll take.
It's good for you. Well, Toya and Regina, thank you so much for pulling up on us. And everybody, make sure you check out Toya and Regina every Thursday on WeTV. And come back tomorrow for more Dish Nation. Yo, y'all lit, man. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.